from letters written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. 66. Perhaps the reason why you have not accomplished so much in the field of teaching is the extent you looked upon your own weaknesses and inabilities to spread the message. Baha'u'llah and the Master have both urged us repeatedly to disregard our own handicaps and lay our whole reliance upon God. He will come to our help if we only arise and become an active channel for God's grace. Do you think it is the teachers who make converts and change human hearts? No, surely not. They are only pure souls who take the first step and then let the spirit of Baha'u'llah move them and make use of them. If any one of them should even for a second consider his achievements as due to his own capacities, his work is ended and his fall starts. This is, in fact, the reason why so many competent souls have, after wonderful services, suddenly found themselves absolutely impotent and perhaps thrown aside by the spirit of the cause as useless souls. The criterion is the extent to which we are ready to have the will of God operate through us. Stop being conscious of your frailties, therefore. Have a perfect reliance upon God. Let your heart burn with the desire to serve his mission and proclaim his call, and you will observe how eloquence and the power to change human hearts will come as a matter of course. Shoghi Effendi will surely pray for your success if you should arise and start to teach. In fact, the mere act of arising will win for you God's help and blessings. 67. You should never look at your own limitations, much less allow them to deter you from promoting the message. For the believers, whether capable or not, whether poor or rich, and whether influential or obscure, are, after all, but mere channels through which God carries his message to mankind. They are instruments whereby he communicates his will to his people. The friends, therefore, must cease looking at their own deficiencies in a way that would kill in them the spirit of initiative and of service. They should have confidence in the divine assistance promised to them by Baha'u'llah, and strengthened and revived by such an assurance, they should continue to toil till the very end of their life. 68. The invisible hosts of the kingdom are ready to extend to you all the assistance you need, and through them you will no doubt succeed in removing every obstacle in your way and in fulfilling this most cherished desire of your heart. Baha'u'llah has given us a promise that should we persevere in our efforts and repose all our confidence in him, the doors of success will be widely open before us. 69. The harder you strive to attain your goal, the greater will be the confirmations of Baha'u'llah, and the more certain you can feel to attain success. Be cheerful, therefore, and exert yourself with full faith and confidence. For Baha'u'llah has promised his divine assistance to everyone who arises with a pure and detached heart to spread his holy word. Even though He may be bereft of every human knowledge and capacity, and notwithstanding the forces of darkness and of opposition which may be arrayed against him. The goal is clear, the path safe and certain, and the assurances of Baha'u'llah as to the eventual success of our efforts quite emphatic. Let us keep firm and wholeheartedly carry on the great work which he has entrusted into our hands. 70. The Baha'i teacher must be all confidence. Therein lies his strength and the secret of his success. Though single-handed, and no matter how great the apathy of the people around you may be, you should have faith that the hosts of the kingdom are on your side, and that through their help you are bound to overcome the forces of darkness that are facing the cause of God. Persevere, be happy and confident, therefore. 71. He would advise you to persevere in the task you have set your heart to accomplish, confident that through divine assistance you will be able, sooner or later, to attain your goal. Reliance on God is indeed the strongest and safest weapon which the Baha'i teacher can carry, for by its means no earthly power can remain unconquered, and no obstacle become insuperable. 72. Smallness of numbers, lack of skilled teachers, and modesty of means should not discourage or deter them. They must remember the glorious history of the cause, which both East and West was established by dedicated souls, who for the most part were neither rich, famous, nor well-educated, but whose devotion, zeal, and self-sacrifice overcame every obstacle and won miraculous victories for the faith of God. Let them dedicate themselves, young and old, men and women alike, and go forth and settle in new districts, travel and teach in spite of lack of experience, and be assured that Baha'u'llah has promised to aid all those who arise in his name. His strength will sustain them. Their own weakness is unimportant. 73. Baha'u'llah has said that God will assist all those who arise in his service. The more you labour for his faith, the more he will aid and bless you. 74. If the friends always waited until they were fully qualified to do any particular task, the work of the cause would be almost at a standstill. But the very act of striving to serve, however unworthy one may feel, attracts the blessings of God and enables one to become more fitted for the task. 75. When once a few bold, self-sacrificing individuals have arisen to serve, their example will no doubt encourage other timid, would-be pioneers to follow in their footsteps. The history of our faith is full of records of the remarkable things achieved by really very simple, insignificant individuals who became veritable beacons and towers of strength through having placed their trust in God, having arisen to proclaim his message. 76. Once the friends start out to win the goals set in their plan, they will find the divine confirmations sustaining them and hastening its consummation. 77. It shows that wherever and whenever the friends arise to serve, the mysterious power latent in this divine cause rushes in to bless and reinforce their labours far beyond their fondest hopes. 78. Each one of us, if we look into our failures, is sure to feel unworthy and despondent. And this feeling only frustrates our constructive efforts and wastes time. The thing for us to focus on is the glory of the cause and the power of Baha'u'llah, which can make of a mere drop a surging sea. 79. When we put our trust in him, Baha'u'llah solves our problems and opens the way. 80. Just one mature soul with spiritual understanding and a profound knowledge of the faith can set a whole country ablaze. So great is the power of the cause to work through a pure and selfless channel. 81. At all times, we must look at the greatness of the cause and remember that Baha'u'llah will assist all who arise in his service. When we look at ourselves, we are sure to feel discouraged by our shortcomings and insignificance. 82. Today, as never before, the magnet which attracts the blessings from on high is teaching the faith of God. The hosts of heaven are poised between heaven and earth, just waiting and patiently for the Baha'i to step forth with pure devotion and consecration to teach the cause of God, so they may rush to his aid and assistance. It is the guardian's prayer that the friends may treble their efforts, as the time is short, alas, the workers too few. Let those who wish to achieve immortality step forth and raise the divine call. They will be astonished at the spiritual victories they will gain. 83. The hosts of the Supreme Concourse are in martial array, poised between earth and heaven, ready to rush to the assistance of those who arise to teach the faith. If one seeks the confirmation of the Holy Spirit, one can find it in rich abundance in the teaching field. The world is seeking as never before, and if the friends will arise with new determination, fully consecrated to the noble task ahead of them, victory after victory will be won for the glorious faith of God. 84. The friends must realize the power of the Holy Spirit, which is manifest and quickening them at this time through the appearance of Baha'u'llah. There is no force of heaven or earth which can affect them if they place themselves wholly under the influence of the Holy Spirit and under its guidance.